Of the honorees, only three were alive to receive their medals. Vietnam veterans Jose Redella, Melvin Morris, and Santiago Arrivia attended the ceremony and were commended for bravery on the battlefield.
It's unimaginable, the valor that they displayed. Running into bullets, charging machine gun nests, and climbing aboard tanks and taking them out. Covering their comrades so they could make it to safety. Holding back enemies, wave after wave, even when the combat was hand to hand. Manning their posts, some to their very last breaths, so that their comrades might live.
The veterans were honored after a congressionally mandated review of thousands of war records of ethnic or minority service personnel in 2002 in an effort, as Mr. Obama said, to make sure the heroism of veterans did not go overlooked due to discrimination.
No nation is perfect, but here in America, we confront our imperfections and face a sometimes painful past, including the truth that some of these soldiers fought and died for a country that did not always see them as equal.
Many of the recipients have received the Distinguished Service Cross, but because of prejudice, had not been offered the Medal of Honor. Pam Elby, an archivist with the National Museum of American Jewish Military History, says one posthumous recipient, Leonard Kravitz, a Korean War veteran credited with saving his comrades during battle, was long deserving of the medal.
I think, at least in the Jewish community, there's always been a feeling that some people were maybe overlooked because they were Jewish. Leonard Kravitz being a good example, you know, people have always felt that what he did really deserved the Medal of Honor, not just the Distinguished Service Cross.
Elby says that although discrimination was not an official part of U.S. military practice, many soldiers were overlooked for either religious or racial reasons.
Unfortunately, in the military, if your commander is an anti-Semite or prejudiced in some other way, you might be overlooked for something or given jobs that you don't want to do. So it's just a general microcosm of society.
This was the single largest group of service members to be awarded the Medal of Honor since World War II. The medal has been awarded to more than 3,000 U.S. soldiers since 1863. Amanda Scott, VOA News, Washington.